The governors of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, have pledged to work together restoring the lands and waters of the Midwest's Driftless area. Trout Unlimited's vice president for conservation says such a large endeavor will need federal and private money, as well as the labor of groups like his. Chris Wood says there's been success with similar projects in Vernon County, where governmental and private groups worked together and restored the Coon Creek area.
In Vernon County, on one river alone, after an investment of perhaps $800,000 over from all sources, over a 5 or 6 year period, we saw annual returns of over $3.5 million simply from the benefits of fishing and canoeing. That's a very narrow suite of benefits.
Wood says it could take decades to restore the waterways and land glaciers didn't cover during the Ice Age. Work includes stream bank stabilization and prairie restoration, among other things. USDA Undersecretary Mark Ray says money for the project is being sought in the next budget. Meanwhile, Trout Unlimited trustee Duke Welter says private financing multiplies when groups have a common purpose.
What we see is that the more that we bring in other partners who are interested in other parts of watersheds, they bring in with them the ability to leverage the money that we can raise individually.
Representatives of the four states, the USDA, and Congress participated in a news conference announcing the agreement in La Crosse. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.